Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, rector at St. John Chrysostom Anglican Church, the Anglican Internet Church in Richmond, Virginia, and I welcome you today to Episode 4, Part 8, which is the eighth and last of the many homilies offered for Good Friday for Passion Season. For those who did not hear the earlier parts of Episode 4, let me tell you that this is an abbreviated version of the closing homily used in the Cross of Christ Thy Glory, our unique presentation which we read each year on Good Friday. The entire service was derived from a 1946 booklet by the Bishop of Lexington, Kentucky, which was considerably expanded with prayers from the Eastern tradition and augmented with music from the 1940 hymnal, reset to more singable tunes for the St. Chrysostom Hymnal Second Edition. We close the service of commemoration of Good Friday by returning to the words where we began, the words of Bishop George Hodges, Bishop of Boston, in the early 20th century. And they were first spoken by him during Passion Season in the year of our Lord, 1904. And we use them each year because I have never found a more fitting summary of the message of the Christian understanding of the loving nature of our Almighty and Eternal God. While his words are comforting, they also contain a warning that we would be wise to keep in mind always. And here's what Bishop Hodges wrote. God is always willing to be gracious. He is always ready to help and bless and counsel us. His hand is outstretched toward us. It is we who hold our hands back. God does not give us the gift of grace unless we meet his hand with ours. The woman at Capernaum, the blind man at Jericho, the malefactor at Calvary. Each of them held out their hands, and God made them rich. Let it not be said that we are like the others who came poor and went away poor. If they did so, the fault was theirs. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. Thank you for joining me for this series for Good Friday, and I invite you to join us again on Easter Day for any of all of our three services, the processional with bells at 7 a.m., third hour at 9 a.m., and the combination of morning prayer and Holy Eucharist at 11 a.m., each of which will be broadcast live on Ustream, and you can find the direct links on our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. Thank you, and may God bless you and all that you do in his name. Amen.